Lightning 100, my morning jacket. We are 31 minutes here into the 1 o'clock hour. Lieutenant Dan live in the 1 RPM studio. Welcoming back Houndmouth. How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing?
Great. Spoiled rotten. Got to, you know, our radio station, we have Frothy Monkey Coffee on tap, which is really helpful for guys who kind of work 24/7 and try and show up to work and then go to the shows. Tonight we're going to be out at Mercy Lounge hanging out with Houndmouth and Family of the Year. This is going to be a great one. I saw actually it's all ages. Doors are at 7. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Not that long ago, you guys put out Golden Age. It was just, I guess, last month, right?
Yeah, last month. Put it out maybe 2 months ago.
Okay, August 3rd.
Sorry,
oh yeah, that's right.
I missed Frothy Monkey.
I missed September. Did they not give you any Frothy Monkey? They gave you pies, right?
They offered coffee, but they didn't clarify what kind of coffee it was.
Okay, well, we've got Frothy Monkey Coffee waiting for you after this session.
Right on.
We also have tickets to give away to the show tonight after the session. So we're going to hang out with the guys, hear them play a couple tunes live. We've been playing This Party in Golden Age a bunch here on Lightning 100, and really excited to have them back in here today. What are you guys queued up for? What do you want to start with?
We'll start with Golden Age.
All right. This is Houndmouth live on Lightning 100. Lightning 100. That is Houndmouth live here in the 1 RPM studio. It is tonight there in town, headlining out of Mercy Lounge with Family of the Year. Doors at 7. Show starts at 8. All ages show. Tickets and info at mercylounge.com. And we will actually get to give away a pair of tickets before they get out of the studio. That was Golden Age, title track to their latest album. Just came out the 3rd of August. So I watched a video for that one. Look, and it was old school. It's like you guys did that on like a camcorder. Was the footage in there real? Was that from someone's childhood?
Yeah. Well, we had like, you know, we had like childhood videos, but we could never watch them because we didn't have one of those like VHS converters.
Right. Yeah.
So our buddy, he had a VHS. He got all that stuff, and he was just filming on VHS. So then we compiled a bunch of like stuff together, and yeah.
Came out. It's really fun. Okay, when I was listening to it though, the video version, I was pretty sure at one point I heard Hank Hill.
Hank Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yes. Like that's my dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's so cool.
Your dad is Hank Hill.
I didn't know your dad. That's awesome. What a great dad. All
yeah,
right.
Man. He's the best.
That's excellent.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was right. I figured you just spliced in some Hank Hill.
No, dude. We got him.
Where did you grow up?
Indiana. We all grew up in Indiana.
Indiana.
Well, Caleb, he grew up in St. Louis. We're Halloween there. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but you tell kids go around, they tell jokes.
Yeah.
You have to tell a joke.
In St. Louis.
To get candy?
Yeah.
You gotta tell them a joke?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And then Caleb moved to Nashville.
And I thought that was a tradition. And nobody told any jokes. So I was like, kids these days.
He calls his mom and said, Mom, these kids in Nashville aren't telling any jokes. And she's like, Caleb, dude, that's just...
Only in St. Louis. St. Louis.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, that's great. So if I've got 4 kids... So what's a good? They love jokes.
It's just any
you got one?
Like
what's
any
one
sort
you told?
Effort.
Do you remember telling one?
I couldn't tell you.
Like the knock knock.
Yeah, it's a lot of knock knock jokes, and it's really not if you
who's
get
there?
The joke. It's
boo?
If you yeah boo
hoo.
A lot of fake laughs on Halloween night in St. Louis, I imagine.
It's more of just if the kids get the joke out, then it's worth it.
I just remember as I was getting a little bit older, at some point they looked at me and you're like, really? You're still out here trying to... I was like, I was a candy, come on. But
last year.
Shaving cream fights, did you guys get to do that as kids?
Yeah, a lot of teeping.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah.
Got Houndmouth here in the 1 RPM studio. They're headlining Mercy Lounge tonight. So somehow, someone mentioned, they said, this is October, so... This year, 75% through. We've got just a quarter of the year left, which is kind of crazy. For me, each year seems to go by faster, and this year doesn't feel like it could possibly be 3/4 over with.
Yeah.
Looking back at this year, do you guys have some highlights or low points? Maybe some funny moments? You lost power at Red Rocks. They lost power.
Oh, yeah, that was
that
a thing.
That can't be the high. That's probably on the low.
Yeah, and it was like, it really kind of sucked because we just lost the power in our ears. So, like, everybody was still hearing stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then I went to talk.
Yeah.
In the mic and, like, tell some, the people what was going on.
Yeah.
And then the front of house power just bam, boom, like, went out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It looked like there was a lot of people there. I don't know if that was a sold-out show, but
yeah, man.
It's kind of a crazy amount of people
totally,
on that mountain.
Just like one conglomerate mass. Yeah.
That's insanity. You guys
make a low light into a highlight. The next day, we played in Denver again in just a super small venue and little makeup and just really sweaty room, only like 100 people in there, so it was really fun.
That is fun. Right on. Not as hot and sweaty as this room, though. We're taking it to the next level in the 1 RPM studio. Houndmouth is here, and they're out at Mercy Lounge tonight with Family of the Year. We're about to give away a pair of tickets. What do you guys want to do now? Which tune?
This song's called Modern Love.
Awesome. It's Houndmouth live on Lightning 100.
Now feel free to join in. You guys don't have to join in or anything.
All right.
Do what you feel.
Okay.
This modern love, addictive as it's ever been.
You try to leave and then you turn around and come again. I wanna redefine, redefine. I wanna redefine what she does. You think she doesn't, but she does. Think she doesn't, but she does. Feel the modern love. The moonlight changing up your point of you. You try to leave, but you're a product of the shoegaze blues. I wanna be online, be online. I wanna be online when she does. You think she doesn't, but she does. Think she doesn't, but she was. One with the modern love.
Oh man, Dan, I started it off in the wrong key, and when everybody joined in, they were off.
Blame it on your brothers. All right. Hey, no, that was fun. I enjoyed that. That was great. Houndmouth hanging out with us here in the 1RPM studio. They are live. They are touring in support of their new album, Golden Age. And we get to give away a pair of tickets. I see the phones are actually already ringing. That's that crazy light over there.
Yeah, man.
So I do appreciate you guys coming in the studio, and I know it's a really small one.
That's great. So, this has been really fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Right on, man.
Yeah.
Well, same here. Houndmouth.com, mercylounge.com, and if you want to try and win some tickets, you can call us here in the studio at 615-777-5100. Caller number 3 winning tickets to see Houndmouth tonight at Mercy Lounge.